This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Due to COVID-19, many homeowners in North Texas are out of work and wondering how they're going to pay the mortgage. One option allows them to delay those payments. As part of KERA's One Crisis Away series, Coronavirus and Life on the Financial Edge, Dallas Morning News real estate editor Steve Brown is here to talk about mortgage forbearance. Steve Brown, thanks for taking the time.
Sure, glad to do it.
First off, what exactly is mortgage forbearance? How does it work?
Forbearance means forbearance. You're going to have to pay this back. So people who don't need to do it, and I know there are a lot of people that need to do it, and God bless them, they should do it. But if you don't need to do it, don't, because you are going to have to pay it back.
Now, how does someone apply? Walk me through the steps.
Well, you go to your mortgage servicing company, the folks that you mail your check to, or if you don't mail the check, if it's coming out of your account, the people who send you the statement, you go to them and you tell them your situation. And I've been told by the head of the mortgage companies, they're not going to, you know, just completely, like, you got to have a note from the doctor or a copy of your layoff notice. They're going to be flexible about that. And the way it's been set up is it's covering all loans through government entities, which is really the huge portion of the mortgage market. And, you know, the idea is that it can be 3-6 months, in some cases, maybe up to a year. But again, you have to pay it back. So they're going to give you options there. They're going to say, okay, when you get back on your feet and you get your job again, you can pay what you missed all in one big lump payment. Well, you know, not likely that anybody's going to do that. Or you might spread it out over a year or two. Or what more people are going to do, they think, is modify their loan with them. Whereas if you owed, you know, however many years on your loan at the start of this, they'll add on 6 months or whatever at the end of it. So you'll have an option of how to pay it back. But keep in mind, you are going to have to pay it back. It's not a freebie. It's forbearance.
Now, how does forbearance affect your credit rating? Does it affect anything else?
They're all swearing up and down that it's not going to impact your credit. This is from the very top of the mortgage industry. People I've talked to, they're saying, no. This is not a credit event, because since you're missing the payments with their approval, that it doesn't count as a credit event. So some people have told me, oh, this is going to hurt your credit. I'm just going by what they're telling me. They're saying, no, this is not going to hurt your credit. So we have to take them at their word on that, because there's so many people going to be doing it that if it did hurt everybody's credit, it would sure be a big deal.
Do we have any idea yet just how staggering of an impact COVID-19 is having on forbearance requests? What do the numbers show, and is it going to get worse?
We're just at the start of it, because most people made their March house payment. April is the first one that they've missed. We don't have good numbers for homeowners yet. We have good numbers for renters, and about 30% of renters did not make their April 1st rent payment. So that gives us a little idea on how big the impact this is. Even though it's not home payments, it's basically household expense. And the apartment industry said about 30% didn't make their payment. So that's pretty big.
Steve Brown is real estate editor for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for joining me.
Glad to do it.